Michele Bachmann, of course, is no stranger to conspiracy theories, and now she's drummed up a new one. She and four other right-wing members of Congress say the Muslim Brotherhood has infiltrated the American government. Bachmann has personally attacked Hillary Clinton's deputy chief of staff, Huma Ahmadine, wife of the former New York congressman, or former New York congressman, still the wife of Anthony Weiner. She says Ahmadine is tied to the radical Islamic organization through three family members. As for Bachmann's source, one of the country's leading anti-Muslim conspiracy theorist Frank Gaffney. With me now are Brian Levin, director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University, and Ron Reagan, MSNBC political analyst and author of My Father at 100. Brian, thank you for joining us. You're an expert at this. Just to get this straight, her entire basis for saying that Huma Ahmadine, who works very closely to Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, is in the Muslim Brotherhood is based upon something put out by Gaffney, Frank Gaffney, who also says that the logo used for one of our government agencies actually is a Islamic symbol. I mean, what do we make of this kind of nonsense?
Look, I could go on and talk about individual facts, but let's look at the forest instead of the trees. This reminds me very much of Army lawyer Joseph Welch, who in June 1948 said this to Senator Joseph McCarthy. He said, "Let us not assassinate this lad further. Senator, you have done enough. Have you no sense of decency?" And I think that is what we have here with Ms. Ahmadine. She has a stellar background. She's married to a former New York congressman who is Jewish. She's been in vogue. I don't know many people who have her record of achievement and her public persona who are members of the Muslim Brotherhood. To be sure, there are radicals in the United States. I've just won an investigative journalism award for looking at them. But some of these folks that they are pointing to, such as Huma Ahmadine or Rashad Hussein, are really being publicly assassinated. And I think any person with decency has to go on national television and say, enough is enough.